Let's go to God's Word. Here we go. Here we go. Wow, that was not planned. Anyway, let's go. Let's see what we can find in God's Word. Roger, how you doing back there, buddy?
Wonderful.
Doing good, buddy? All right. Roger, I'll put a special message. He always puts a message together for us. And, of course, I write them, and then he and I get together, and he adds to them. Sometimes he has to find photos and all kinds of work that he does. And I just always like thanking the Lord for him because he's my partner in crime. Can you thank the Lord for Roger the Dodger Johnson? One of the few churches in the country, guaranteed, where the pastor and the tech guy, they share the message together and puts it on the big screen. One of the few that's been together for about 22 years now. Amen. And he was with us when we started the church. Roger didn't want to help start a church, did you, Roger? Who made you do it, Rog?
Mommy.
His mama. His mama. So look. If I can't get to you myself, I'll use your mother. You hear me? So that's what happened. Roger moved down from Columbus, Ohio. He was away from God, not right with God, didn't want to have a part in some church whatsoever. His mother came to me and said, "My son just moved down. You're starting this new church. Could you find something for him to do? Would you get him involved somehow, some way?" And I did. I found something for Raj to do. And it wasn't long after I put him to work on a radio show that I had. And he's been doing my radio show for 20-plus years now as well. And so I guess God found him something to do, didn't he? Yes or no? Amen, buddy. But this is our biggest thing we do every week. It's the main thing, and that's this message that we're about to give. And we do it every week, and we love what we do. So a special message today. Roger, push me if you don't mind, buddy. So here we go. Fellowship Church today, we're celebrating 22 years as a church. And the title of my message today is Using This Chalkboard. Now, he and I have used a chalkboard also up on the big screen for years. I'll put up some stuff. I call it math and stuff like that. But say this out loud with me. Jesus plus go plus love equals what? I want you to say that again. I want you to get it in your head. Jesus plus go plus love equals grow. That is who we are at Fellowship Church. And I just want to give a message on that today, on Jesus, on go, on love, and what that does is grow. It'll grow a ministry. Any pastor that was starting a church, I would tell him to use this formula. Don't get away from Jesus, that great commission of going. But what we forget so often and we don't do very well at is loving people and see if God won't bless you. You hear me? And that's what he's done here at Fellowship Church. We built this ministry 22 years ago as the bedrock of our mission for this church is these two verses right here. Three verses. Say them out loud with me if you don't mind. They're huge. I want you to say them with me. Jesus said unto him, help me, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Keep going. This is the first and great commandment. Keep going. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So in simple terms, at Fellowship Church, we love Jesus, and we love people. Do you see that in that verse? Yes or no? We love who? Jesus, and we love people. It's the order has got to be correct, too. It's not we love people and we love Jesus. No. We love Jesus, and we love people. Amen? So that's our mission. That's who we are. That's who we want to continue to be. And that's a logo that we've had for, 20 years now, 20-plus years. We love Jesus, and we love people. Now, the church I came from, we never said that. I'm not putting them down. But I didn't know anything about saying, I love Jesus. It sounded kooky to me. And I'm just telling you the truth. We love the Lord. We love God. Even we didn't say that much. But God has a name. You know what his name is? It's Jesus. Jesus. But just speaking that and saying that. Now, I sung the song, Jesus what? Loves me. Let's sing it. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. And I had no problem with that. Had no problem as a pastor for 17 previous years before starting this church that Jesus loved me. But for me to say I loved Him and to put that on our stuff, that we love Jesus and we love people, that was just not like me. That was not something I would have normally done. It just didn't make any sense. Also, I came from a Baptist church. So you'd think that it would be a Baptist church. But I didn't want to be a Baptist church. Up north, only 1 out of 10 have a favorable view of the Baptist church. Did you hear me or not? These are stats. I'm talking about 1 out of 10. At 10%. Down south, the Bible Belt, only 4 out of 10 have a favorable view of the Baptist church. Now, we know that Satan's against the gospel and all that. We're not trying to get a popularity contest. I get that. Amen? But I didn't want to start something that had a 10% favorable view of people coming from up north. Because do we have a lot of northerners that come here or not? Slightly up here. Yeah. And southerners are more the minority, like me here. But the bottom line is, so I wanted to be a non-denominational church. But I didn't want to be a non-denominational church that just did. A lot of times those are like, they don't know what they believe. Do you hear me or not? And so I didn't want to do that. I wanted to be solid. And so that's why I came up with this idea, Fellowship Church. It sounded nice, the name, by the way. It sounds nice. You can't say fellowship in an ugly way. Even if you don't like us, you can't say, I don't like those people at fellowship. It just don't work. You know, at fellowship church, man, you just have a hard time saying it. It's just a nice word. The name fellowship is a nice word, okay? So, but the bottom line is I wanted something to tag that. And that's where we came up with, we love Jesus and we love people. I wanted people to know where they were coming. They were going to come to a church that loved Jesus. But keep in mind, the pastor didn't even really know what that meant. I knew what it was to be loved by Jesus, but to love the Lord, even after pastor for 17 years, I was 40 years old. You don't know everything when you're 40, okay? You don't know when you're 62 either. But I'm going to tell you something, you do know more when you're 62 than you did when you were 40. Especially if you press in and let the Lord work on in your life. And so I tell Alex often, the thing that's kept our tail out of trouble at Fellowship Church and has kept us going down the road like we should, it's that mission statement. We love Jesus and we love people. Would you say that out loud? We love and we love. And so anyway, that's who we are. That's where we started. I was on the beach before we started the church. And this scripture, Gary, you need to love me with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your might, with all your strength. And Gary, you need to love people. And that just, it just sort of got me. It got me. And so that's where that came from. In case you're ever wondering, love Jesus, love people. And honestly, I haven't seen, at that point in time, I had not seen a church say that in their mission statement. I've seen some say we love God. Why did we put Jesus there? Because God's anything today. Y'all hear me or not? We love God. What is that? Who is that? How do you know God? If Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the who. See, we know God because of Jesus. Amen. That's how we get to know God, through His Son, Jesus Christ. You're not going to get to know God some roundabout way. You know God personally through His Son, Jesus Christ. So that's what has helped guide me and help me over these years. And in case some of you are new with us, many of you are, but that's just who we are as a church. So if you're out there and about talking to people, what's Fellowship Church believe? Well, we definitely believe the Bible. Yes or no, amen. But the thing that runs our engine is we love Jesus and we love people. So having said all that, that was a long intro, wasn't it, Roger? Here's a little bit of our history. Roger put just a few things together for you, not very much. In the beginning, here's how it all started. It was in the fall of 2002. It was October. 60 people with their kids, they gathered in my living room where I used to live. And that's how we started this church. We had four meetings, I believe, in my home. We didn't preach the word. I gave a little word, not much. There were organizational meetings in my home. And then in October 2002, at the very end of the month, we had a kickoff dinner with some launch team members. And what was our dinner, Roger? Was it ham?
Yeah.
Yeah, I always say chicken. I love fried chicken. I don't know why it wasn't fried chicken. But anyway, we had a baked ham dinner. People got with us, and many of those people are in heaven today, and that helped us. November 3rd, 2002, we met for the first time at the Lemon Bay High School Big Auditorium Performing Arts Center, right there on your left. When you go into the campus, it sits off to the left. On the very day, 22 years ago, November 3rd, 2002, we met for the first time, and Miss Edna was right out there at the front doors greeting people. And honestly, that's how that started. That wasn't the plan. Hey, Edna, go outside and love on people and hug every neck that comes in the door. That wasn't the plan. But she saw the people coming, and then more people would come. And then more. And she got so excited, she just started hugging them all. And she does it every... Can we thank the Lord for people like Miss Edna? True story. True story, man. She's still doing it. Her husband's in heaven now, but he did it with her for all those years. A few months later, we had our first baptism on Englewood Beach. Now, Roger, is your daughter in town from Ohio?
Second service,
she'll be here. Roger's daughter was the first person that I baptized at Fellowship Church. And she's right there in that picture. Is that correct? Right there. Is she in the green shirt or the blue?
Yeah.
She's in the green shirt?
Yeah.
First one that I baptized. And look how young I looked. Oh, my gosh, that was insane. Yeah. You better watch your mouth from about 40 to 60. I'm going to tell you that right now. Because it's catching up on you, baby. It's coming quick. Okay, we continued at that high school for 12 and a half years. Can we thank the Lord for the high school and for the county that allowed us to do that? Praise the Lord. It hit me one Sunday. We were meeting in that high school. Every summer we had to go before, we had to re-sign up through the county. They could deny us the right. It was every June 15th. I remember it. What would happen if we didn't get to meet at that place? Where would we go? What would we do? But God favored me. He favored me with a principal named Dan Jeffers and the assistant principal, Mike Loudon, and even the security over there. I knew them as well. I'd known them for years. And so God put his blessing on me. I have no idea how many people came against us being at that high school. And a man named Dan Jeffers stood in the way.
Amen.
Can we thank the Lord for Dan Jeffers? He's still alive. How many Dan Jeffers was your principal? Some of you, he was your principal. Look at you. Yay. Look at that. That's awesome. Well, he helped this man. I'll tell you that right now. One time I got a call from him saying, are you coming to the campus proselytizing kids to trying to get them to come to your church during the school day? I went, of course I'm not doing that, Dan. Who are you talking to? I would never do that. I'm not going to go to the school campus and do that. That's ridiculous. I'm not going to do such a thing. Kids are going to school. Is that correct? I wasn't going to do that. Never would I do that. And Dan said, that's what I told him. He took my side before he even knew. Amen, say. I love that kind of guy. So it was there at that high school that it hit me one week. It just, for some reason, it just hit me that I am having church in a public high school. Oh my gosh. I said, let's put our hands together and thank God we live in America. Let's do that again. Come on, let's thank God. What country do you get to do that in? Amen. Say. And a lot of people said your state wouldn't let something like that happen. How many of you think your state you came from wouldn't let some guy be at a high school for 12 and a half years? That's a lot. I think most wouldn't let us be there 12 and a half years. I don't even think Charlotte County would let another church do it for 12 and a half years. I think they get wore out. Amen? But God blessed us. So how do we get from where we are to where we are now in this building? Roger put a few pics up for us. We purchased 11 acres in the Bullseye of Rotunda. I went to a meeting where it was $1.1 million. The fella I met with, it's a long story, but bottom line, he owned it. He owns a lot of the land in Rotunda. It's a big corporation called KK Corporation. And He was going to give it to us for $600,000, which is fantastic. Okay? But the Lord touched my heart a few nights before or a few weeks before, something like that. I wanted to meet with him personally, not through the real estate guy. The real estate guy fought me a little bit, said, "You can't do that." I said, "Well, I got to do it. I want to share with him what's going on, what we're about." I did. I met with him, closed doors, same building you and I went to. And wasn't Pete wasn't there. It was just me and Gary and the real estate guy. And I told him our story, told him how I got saved, told him where I was from, Rockingham. Been a pastor for 17 years. I'm starting a church. Only a nut would do this. And I said, "We're going to build a church. That's what we're going to do. But I need some help. And I have not because I asked not. And I don't want something for nothing." We had $25,000. That's what we had saved. We're just getting going, man. And he started crying. Tears ran down his face. He shuts the door. He looks at me. He says, "It was going to be $600,000. He said, "How's $200,000 sound?" I said, "That sounds fantastic. I appreciate it. Amen. Praise the Lord." Amen. True story. Amen. So, that you have not because you ask not is from the book of James. That's one verse I'd memorize if I was you. Okay? We got 3 additional acres of land. The economy was in the tank, in the toilet, whatever. All right? Big condos were going up, 36 of them. They went belly up. We were able to get that land and extra three acres. So that gave, also, there was a road that ran right through the middle of this parking lot. When you went right outside, out the front door, where that road is, that was a road. Now, it was deeded as a road, and people use it as a road. They threw their crap on both sides of it. It's a garbage dump sometimes out here, okay? But that road belonged to the county. We had to petition the county. The zoning board was against us. We went before that meeting, and the zoning board recommended do not give Fellowship Church that land in the middle. Don't give that road. And so they were against us. It went for a vote. One lady from our district, said, "I agree with the zoning board. We shouldn't give Fellowship Church that land." That meant there'd be a road you'd be crossing when you parked. And so I was shocked. I said, "Man, jeez." And none of the county commissioners voted with her. She proposed it. All in favor say aye. One hand went up. Boy, she's feeling pretty lonely. And then a guy they named the Sandcastle Annex Building, Matt Horton was a commissioner. He said, "I think we should give the church the land." All in favor say aye. Every hand went up. Except her hand. So we got another acre and a half for nothing. And we were willing to pay for it. Let's thank the Lord for that. That's good stuff, man. Good stuff. Praise the Lord. So, I could do this all day, but I got to quit. Keep going. Site work began 2010. Just go, Roger. See different things we did. Biggest footers in Englewood. Crazy. Unbelievable. The wall stood up here for years because we were building it debt-free. People said it looked like a prison. That's what I'd get called. It looked like a prison. Yeah. Anyway. Oh, boy. Let's have fun.
Every bit of it is, say it with me, debt. free. It's debt-free or die. That's the plan. Hey, but this is a special day for me. And Roger's going to follow me, and I'm going to go up here on the stage. I sure am. That's what I'm doing. Man, I got my flip-flops on, and I am ready.
I was a lot skinnier. Amen. There was a lot of crazy things I did when we were doing this building. And because a building fund, it'll die on you. The vision will die. Without vision, people perish, the Bible says. I said this, but without vision, so will a building fund. That's why once a month we take the last offering and we're putting it towards that building over. Is that what we're doing here? We're not going to lose sight of what we're doing. Amen? And God's blessed us. Thank the Lord. $1.5 million raised for that next one. Come on, guys. We can do it. Keep going, buddy. Show some more pics. I got to quit. Boom. Yep. Look at all that. It's all a process. All a process. And it happened. Wow. And everything costs money. Every one of those. It's like I was about to pull my hair out. That's what happened to it. But God's been good to us. And we finally came here on Father's Day. Father's Day. That wasn't a plan. We didn't want to be here that early. But we had to because they were doing renovations at the high school. And they needed that building that we were in. So then we came in. There's our first day. There's that band. There's that church. There we go. Look at that. A lot of people. Many of them gone home with the Lord or moved away. A lot of them. Wow. Yeah. Good stuff. Debt free. We did it. Amen. God's been good to us. Praise the Lord. Then we built the terrace. That came later. The terrace. Amen. There's nothing better you can do with your life than reach a soul for Jesus Christ. That's what we're all about, and that's what we do. Who said that? I did. There's nothing better you can do with your life than lead a soul to Christ. Amen. Good stuff. Message real quick, and we're done. Okay? Whew, I'm wore out. Come on. Say that out loud with me. Jesus plus go plus love equals grow. Let's break that down real quick for him, Raj. Here we go. Let's look at Jesus. Let's look at Jesus real quick. Say that real loud out top. We have a what? What kind of Savior? Okay. Perfect. Sinless. Spotless. Son of God. He died for the sins of the world. He's the only one that could do it. He's the only one that did it. There's no other way for you to be saved except putting your faith in Jesus. You hear me? I know there's a lot of other ways. Satan's an adversary. He's clever. Goes about as a roaring lion seeking to devour people. But this is the Word of God. We have the perfect Savior. And Raj, I'm going to put the scriptures up, but I'm going to read to the right because it's pretty much the scriptures. This is who Jesus is from the book of Hebrews. Help me, buddy. Start the list. This is who our Savior is, okay? He's God's Son and heir. Jesus Christ, through Him the worlds were made. He's the brightness of God's glory, Jesus Christ. He's the express image of God. This is who Jesus is. His Word upholds everything that you see. He purged us from our sins. Who did? What's His name? Jesus Christ. Why do you say we love Jesus? Why don't you say we love God? Because Jesus is God. He did all this. Okay? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I know it'll make your head pop off your shoulders, but one God, three persons. But when you know Jesus, you know God. Did you hear me? I know it can be confusing. Put your faith in Him. He sits at the right hand of God the Father, Jesus. Okay? He is much better than angels. Let me read that. Let me read that verse. Be much better than angels as he hath an inheritance obtained a more excellent name. So he has a more excellent name. This is our Savior, Jesus Christ. This is who our ministry is built on. It's built on the back of who? Jesus. Got it? It's built on the back of who? Ain't built on the back of Gary. I'm just a mouthpiece. Okay? I'm doing what you need to do and we need to do together. And that's tell the story of Jesus. Got it? Yes or no? Amen. This is His church. Belongs to Him. Doesn't belong to me. Okay? He has a more excellent name. He's the only begotten Son of God. Okay? Right there in Hebrews. Okay? Keep going. We're just building the case. Okay? He humbled himself for me. I'm going to read that one. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels. Say it with me. For the what? Suffering of death. He was crowned with glory and honor. Say that last part with me. That he, by the grace of God, should do what? Taste death for every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. He humbled himself for me. He tasted death for me. This is the perfect Savior, Jesus Christ. Neither by the blood of goats or calves, but by his own blood, he entered once into the holy place. And he's done what for us? He's obtained what? Eternal redemption for all of us. He shed his blood for me. He obtained redemption for me. Gary, you're all about Jesus. You're making too much of Jesus. I'm not. I need to make more of him. Okay? That's who he is. That's what this church is built on, Jesus Christ. You say, well, I don't like that. Well, then you got to either get with the program or you're not going to like me. Because I stand for him, not you. Got it? Say, nor myself, for Jesus Christ. You put your faith in me, you'll burn and go to hell. You put your faith in yourself, burn and go to hell. Put your faith in grandma's religion, burn and go to hell. That's forward preaching, ain't it? Here's the good news. We sang it. Jesus loves me. This I know. The Bible tells me so. Amen. Come on. Put your faith in Christ. Why beat around the bush? Say. Why does church have to be political too? You mean I can't tell the truth here or not? Say. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. Say it with me if you know it. No man comes to the Father but by. See, that's the Bible. Just because you don't know the Bible doesn't mean I should change what I believe. I didn't know the Bible either. Started understanding. Wait a minute. I'm a sinner. We're all sinners. We're going to die one day. God loved us so much. He became flesh for us. He died on a cross for me. He took my sin so I could have a relationship with him. That's a great God. How many love your kids here today? Let me see. I love my children. Where do you think you got that from? You got that from God. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Listen, so much of who we are and what we have is because of him. What a great God. So we have the perfect Savior. His name is Jesus. So, by the which we're sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus once for all. Every priest stands ministering offerings oftentimes in the Old Testament, the same sacrifices, which can never take away sin. Say this verse with me. But this man, his name is Jesus. Say it with me. After he offered what? One sacrifice for sins forever. Where is he now? He's sat down at the right hand of God. And what does he do there? He ever lives to make intercession for us. Amen? So, the math. Let's do some math. So we have a perfect Savior. You understand that? Yes or no? You understand better why we say we love Jesus? Yes or no? Our allegiance is to Christ. Say it out loud. Our allegiance is to Christ. And then plus go. What does that mean? Plus go. That gets faster. Here we go. Plus go. We've been given divine authority. Authority. Now, some people think you've been given a divine authority just to speak something and make it happen. You have not. You have not. Okay? I mean, it's crazy. I don't buy that at all. We ought to stick with some good, solid stuff, okay? This is solid as all get out. You've been given divine authority. Let's see what that is. The 11 disciples went away into Galilee into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. And some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke unto them. Say these scriptures with me. All power. What's that word mean? Authority is given unto me in heaven and earth. Say that verse with me. Go ye, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Keep going. Teaching them to observe all things, whatsoever I have commanded you. Help me, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. So Jesus is the perfect Savior, and we've been given authority to preach about him, to share him, to witness for him, to share the gospel. That's we have his backing. He is for this. You hear me? So, Jesus plus go. Jesus plus go. Where are we supposed to go with this gospel? We go everywhere. We're to tell who? Everybody. Now, guys, I get it. We don't want to just shove stuff down people's throat. I get that, okay? But this is a command from the Word of God. And that's who we base this ministry on, is Jesus Christ. And we will teach who? Everyone. We're going to teach them His Word. So we've been given divine authority. So Jesus plus go, you shall receive power after the what? Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be what? Witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and even where? End of the earth, Florida. Amen? Come on, here we are. I am His witness. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation of everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. So I'm His witness, but I'm also what? Said out loud, I'm not what? I'm not ashamed of Jesus. I'm not ashamed of Fellowship Church. I don't go around town hanging my head down. Oh, there's that patio. Yeah, I'm Pastor Fellowship Church. My head's up. I have a great Savior. Okay, but also I'm not ashamed of you. I'm not ashamed of you. I'm not ashamed to identify with you as believers in Christ. Do y'all hear me or not, son? I'm not ashamed. Okay, I'm not ashamed of what I do. I'm not ashamed of where I live. I'm not ashamed of who we are. I'm not ashamed for somebody to drive up to this campus and walk through these doors and come into this room. I'm not ashamed of us.
Amen.
Let's thank the Lord. I'm not ashamed of us. Amen? We're not better than somebody, but we do a good job here. And we care about people. Amen? I love this place. So, Jesus plus go, but wait a minute. A lot of people can do that Jesus plus go stuff, but you miss something if you don't catch that third one. And I think that's something I miss for a long time in my life. I miss loving people. I did. I mean, I love people. I cared for people, but not like I really could. And God's been helping me. So, let's check that last one out. So, we got the greatest Savior. We've got the divine authority. And then we've got the greatest what? We've got the greatest message, guys, and that message is love. That message is love. Say that verse with me. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not what? But have everlasting life. That's our message here. If you have the greatest perfect Savior, Jesus, and you have divine authority, and you have the greatest message, how can you fail? How can we fail as a church? You hear me or not? Don't listen, when I'm not here one day, it'll be that. It'll happen. Let's never get away from this message. You hear me? Jesus Christ told us to go, and He wants us to go how? In love. In love. What a great message. Loving people. God loves you. He gave His Son for you. Say that part with me. You what? But really what that takes us to another level is when you tell somebody this, you matter to me too. Wow. That's what the church needs to do. That's what we lack sometimes. Y'all hear me or not? I love that. That's who we want to be. So how do you have a successful church? Not a perfect church, but how can you have a church? Jesus plus go. Hey, any nut can start a church. Anybody can start a church. 9 out of 10 churches fail. 99 out of 100 never get their own building. Anybody can do it. Get you a sign. Got me a church. I'm mad at my church. I'm going to start my own church. Good. I'm going to tell you, you won't be a successful church unless you keep Him as your perfect Savior. And you realize you have been given divine authority to go and reach people for Christ. And it must be grounded in what? Love. If you'll do that, you'll have all your warts and wrinkles that I have and all the mistakes and stuff I have. He will absolutely, He will forgive them if you do that right there. Y'all hear me or not? So, we have the perfect Savior. His name is Jesus. We've been given divine authority. He said what? Who do you say that to? Everybody. That's why we tell you to put a t-shirt on. Oh, I can't talk for Jesus. But Bob, was it hard to put that shirt on this morning? What'd you have to do? Put your arms in and stick it on. That's rough, ain't it? Hey, man, come on. Who can't put a shirt on? Who can't put a shirt on or a hat on your head or something on? Where's Fred at with that fancy motorcycle? What's that motorcycle called?
Spider.
A spider. He drove his spider. How old are you, Fred? He's 89 years old driving a spider in here. Fred right there. Fred, you've been with me since the beginning, ain't you? Almost the beginning, Fred. Old builder in town. Built a lot of homes, didn't you, Fred? He's 89. But you know his new spider he's got. Go look at the back of it. It's white, man. Pretty. But right on that white is that red little opal. Fellowship. We can do something to share Christ. Amen? So this is good stuff. We have the greatest message, and that's a message of love. Roger, you're killing me. Say it out loud with me. Jesus plus go plus love equals what? Let's thank the Lord. We're done with the word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Come on. Praise the Lord. Jump on up on your feet with me. If it's your first time with us, you probably have noticed I can talk a little. And I can do it fast if I have to. Amen. Let's don't run out of here, though. This is something we've done. You say, Clark, how have you grown the ministry? Have you seen people come to Christ by telling the story of Jesus? By not letting people leave until I give them the challenge. If you die today, do you know you'd go to heaven? Is your faith in yourself or in a church to take you to heaven? Or is your faith in the perfect person, the perfect Savior, Jesus Christ? Guys, there's no way you're going to go to heaven without Jesus. And if somebody taught you different, I'm sorry you were taught different, but you were taught wrong. What about all other religions? They're all dead ends. Isn't it sad I got to say that? It's a fact. It's a fact. Jesus is our only hope. Amen? Now, Jesus loves all people. He loves drunks, addicts, sinners, educated, uneducated, rich, poor, high, low, black, white, don't matter the color. He created everybody in His image and in His likeness. And He loves everybody. But you need to put your faith in Him. You might say, I'm a good person. You're not that good. You're not good enough to go to heaven, man. Come on. Only Jesus, holy, sinless, spotless Son of God, could take your sins on Him, and He did. Would you humble yourself today and say, I believe in Jesus? The Bible says if you confess with your mouth Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, say it with me, you shall be what? You mean if I put my faith in Jesus, I won't go to hell? You won't. You mean I'll go to heaven? You will. It's that simple. It is for you. It won't for Him. But you got to humble yourself. It's arrogant when we say, I'm good enough to go to heaven, and I deny Christ and what He did. It's not going to fly. If my son died to save your life, and you said, no, he didn't, and he really did, he ran out there in that highway and got you and pulled you out of that highway and you couldn't get out yourself, but you told the story later, oh, no, I got up and walked out. I didn't have no help. Well, that'd be an awful person to say such a thing. And that's who you are. If you think you can go to heaven without Jesus Christ, He died for you. Amen? Let's humble ourselves and put our faith in Him today. Can I lead you in a prayer? Right? Just you and Him. Pray with me, would you? Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. There's no way I can go to heaven on my own. And I ask for your forgiveness. And Jesus, I want you to know that I don't understand everything. And you know that. But from the bottom of my heart, down deep in my gut, I'm not playing games with you. I'm not doing it. I want to tell you I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe you love me. I believe you died on the cross and rose from the dead. For me. Not for yourself. You did it for me. For my sins. And though I don't understand it all, Lord, by faith right now, best I know how, I'm putting my faith in you. Come into my life and live. I understand a church won't save me, a pastor won't save me, and I can't save me. Only you can do that. And so I'm putting my faith in you and no one else. In Jesus' name. With heads bowed, eyes closed, just for one moment. I'm not going to embarrass you. I never do. How many would say, Pastor Gary, I said that prayer with you today, and I meant that, Pastor. Can I see your hand just up and down? I said that, Pastor, and I meant that. I'm not playing games. I don't need to play games. Amen? I love that, guys. I love that. You're so welcome here today, okay? Lord, thank you for a great morning. Bless these folks that have made that decision to put their faith in you. Help us or others to come alongside them as well and help them in their growth for you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. One more time, let's thank the Lord. Go get a donut. Go on. Hey, God bless y'all. We got a big concert coming up. If you'd like to get a donut, hang out, come on back, have a concert. Hey, don't forget noon here on the campus. Come on back, have a chicken dinner with us. Noon, high noon. I'm going to end early. It'll be noon or 10 after, right in there. Come on back. Love you guys. Happy anniversary. See you, church. Bye-bye.